Tenacious Talks is all about embracing the spirit of tenacity. Host Carrie Ann Barron, empowerment coach and business mentor, believes that with the right motivation, you can do anything you put your mind, heart, and soul into. Carrie Ann and her special guests share strategies and insights in this Tenacious Talk that will inspire you to live life and do business in a way that works for you and comes from your truth. And now, here is your host, Carrie Ann Barron.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Carrie Ann Barron, and today with me in the virtual green room is Stacey Berger. She is a life mastery consultant, and her experience is very extensive. She combines a powerful business background with years of experience in top corporate finance, marketing, and multi-million dollar investment acquisitions. And she did that with a deeper spiritually holistic understanding of life. Wow. She is university educated with a degree in business management as well as marketing. Stacey eventually decided to broaden her horizons, studying with numerous prominent names in the mentoring profession, including Mary Morrissey and Bob Proctor. Ultimately, she left her longtime position as a top corporate executive to pursue her passion in helping individuals and business owners realize their dreams and live their best life. She offers inspiring transformational workshops to audiences around the country, in addition to her personalized in-depth coaching programs designed to empower clients to achieve the fundamental spiritual alignment that compels them to greater heights and success. Wow. Stacey, welcome to the show. How are you today? It is an amazing bio.
Thank you so much, Carrie Ann. It's really a pleasure to be here with you today.
I have to ask, when you hear me reading your bio, what comes up for you when you hear all of this amazing stuff that you've done?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, and I sit where I am today sometimes, and it's so fascinating to go back 5 years, 10 years, and not knowing that this is what I would be doing, but just marveling at the synchronicities that got me here. So it's always nice to reflect on that.
It is. Tell us a little bit about what happened 10 years ago. So you just mentioned that this isn't where you saw yourself being. So what was happening in your life 10 years ago that shifted for you or led you into this path?
Yeah, well, I have a passion for business, and I was climbing the corporate ladder, doing very well at that, and saw my future more in the business world as a business executive, maybe owning a business, not exactly sure what that looked like, but definitely more so in the corporate world. And at the same time, always had a passion for spirituality, for personal growth, and kind of looked at my life as two separate entities. I had my business life, my corporate world, work life, and then I had home life and family life. And those were very separate for me. And there came a time or a point in my life where I really felt like I was living a dual identity, where I had two different personalities almost in a way, and really was looking at bringing those together, where I could be me fully and authentically wherever I was, if that makes sense. And
it makes sense to me, because I had a similar struggle with that dual identity. I felt like one person in one section of my life and someone completely different somewhere else. So for our listeners, how did that show up for you personally?
It's interesting. I remember my husband even saying, you sound like a different person when I talk to you on the phone when you're at work versus when you're at home. So to have somebody else mirror that, and almost to the point on the weekends where it was, ooh, I wonder who I'm going to run into. Am I going to run into somebody from work or from somebody from my spiritual center? And almost feeling like it was a bit of a facade. And it was really interesting. I don't know that I was aware of it while I was in it, but there definitely became a point where I went, this doesn't quite feel right. And there was this longing to bring these two people together, because I liked both of them. I enjoyed the success that I was having in both areas. I was a happy person. It's not that I was unhappy. But there was just this desire and this longing of how can I merge merge this and have a greater life experience.
I'm sitting here and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm curious to know how many of our listeners also feel that way. And it's amazing at how many people feel that they have two personalities in this world. Why do you think that is such a prominent feeling nowadays?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think part of it has to do with the pressures that are around us, the pressures of performance. I think it's been trained into us in a lot of ways that, you know, we need to look a certain way, act a certain way, behave a certain way if we're going to move up maybe in our careers and in our business. And then we have very different demands on us in our personal lives. And all of that, I think, can pull us in a couple of different directions. When the truth is, we have one life. We have one life. We have different components of it, but it's all one. It's all one. We're one person.
Yeah. What was the moment that you said, this is where I want to go? I want to transform, and I want to bring the. What was that defining moment? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, the defining moment for me was waking up one morning and not wanting to go to work. And I'm sure many people can relate to that, you know, waking up and not wanting to go where they need to go or do what they need to do. And it was very interesting. This one morning, I remember waking up and not wanting to go to work, which was unusual for me because I loved my job. I loved what I was doing. I loved the people that I worked with. And in that moment, recognizing that I hadn't wanted to go to work for a little while, but it was that moment that it really became apparent that I wasn't happy anymore. And I was the breadwinner for the family. My husband, Jeff, he's a stay-at-home dad. At the time, we had two kids. So it wasn't a very convenient time for Stacy to want to find herself. And it's never a convenient time, is it?
No, I just chuckling when you said that. Yeah, there is never a perfect time to do this.
No. And so often we say, when I have more time, when I have more money, when the kids are older, and we're always waiting for something to change before we decide to change. And that was my experience too. And the other part, Carrie-Anne, is I was pregnant with our third child.
Oh my goodness.
So there the circumstances definitely didn't lend themselves to change. And so I didn't make a change right away. I would be very transparent with that it was much easier for me to stay doing what I was doing, and that's what I did for a time until it got uncomfortable enough that I knew that's not something I could do anymore. And so I made a decision that life was going to start to look a little bit different.
So I'm curious to know how you wanted your life to look different. And I want to touch a little bit about, you said, the spiritual side of your life. And on your website, I see that you're now the president and chair for the Center of Spiritual Living. So how did you marry those two lives together once you left the corporate world? What started to unfold for you at that point?
Yeah, it's interesting because looking back, I can see how I always used my spirituality and my beliefs. And that's why I did have the success I did in the corporate world. But it wasn't as apparent. It wasn't, maybe it wasn't quite as aware of it. But looking back, I can definitely see where I applied certain principles, not knowing maybe the language for it. But that's what did account for some of my success. And I was seeking for something from a spiritual from a spiritual community perspective. I never grew up in religion. My family's not overly spiritual, but ever since I was a little kid, I always believed in something bigger than me, in a higher power, in energy. I didn't have the words for it, but I always was seeking that. And Jeff and I were seeking a spiritual community, and in 2008, we found the Centers for Spiritual Living, and that was certainly a catalyst for a lot of change in our life when we could find a community that was putting words to how we felt. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are seeking that right now, that are looking for some answers, and maybe the traditional spiritual community isn't providing that. And that's what we found in the Center for Spiritual Living. So I've now been there for quite a few years. And like you mentioned, I'm now on the president and chair of the board of trustees for that particular center.
Wow. So you really took your everyday practical skills and married them with the more intangible side of your life. That must feel quite incredible to take the tangible and the intangible and turn them into one.
I love how you say that, because it's so true. We so much rely on the tangible to determine our success and our circumstances and our situation, and that's what we determine success on. That's how we measure results. And meanwhile, there is this invisible side to success, and that's what I really work with now, is how to translate the invisible to the visible, and how can I learn to really use that to accelerate my results and to help people get really, really clear on how to marry those two.
So Stacey, that really brings me to a question that I have, is if someone doesn't know what their purpose or their vision is, where would they start?
Great question. And you know, this is one of the keys to success, is having that vision. And that's so important. And I work with a lot of people that say, well, I don't have a vision. I don't have an imagination. I don't know where I want to go. And so what I would say is to look at your life and to do a little bit of an analysis, and where's my longings and where are my discontents? So to really pay attention in my life right now, what would I love more of and what would I love less of? And to use both of those, not in judgment, but as feedback. And maybe it's your health that you're struggling with, and there's areas of your health that you would like improvement in, or there's relationships. Maybe you're longing for a romantic relationship, or maybe there's some healing that needs to occur in an existing relationship. But really do an honest assessment of where am I today, and where am I happy, and where am I not happy? And to allow both of those to be feedback towards starting to create that vision. And what I have found is as my clients start to work with those questions, and the other very powerful question, Carrie-Anne, that I want to give your listeners is, what would I love? And so often we've been trained to ask the question, what do I think I deserve? What's practical? What's logical? What can I afford? What do I have time for? And to really sit with the question, what would I love? And as you sit with that question, as you start to create what I call an energetic blueprint for your life, what to design that life, what happens is dreams that got put on a shelf many years ago start to resurface. I had a client I was working with last week, and she said, I was looking through magazines and all of a sudden I saw a house building magazine or an architect design magazine. She said, I used to always want to design my own home. And all of a sudden, I mean, she hadn't thought about it for years, but as she's in the question, what would I love? Those dreams start to come back. So to really be in the question, where am I not happy? What would I love more of? What would I love less of? And just what would I love?
Are those the three keys to creating a life we love?
That's the start, is creating the vision. That's the number one. If we don't know where we're going, we can't get there.
Perfect. And so, well, not perfect that we don't know where we're going, but that's the perfect segue. So, Stacey, we're going to go to a short commercial break, and I want to explore this topic a little bit further when we come back. And are you up for that?
Absolutely. Happy to do that.
Excellent. Okay, everyone, we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Ladies, are you ready to rediscover your passion but feel that your age may hold you back? It's time for you to feel re-inspired and connect with women just like yourself. Fabulousat50.com is an online community and magazine aimed to celebrate you. As mothers, wives, sisters, aunts, and friends, You are in the most vibrant time of your life. Embrace fabulous by exploring and creating new experiences. Ask, if not now, when? Answer that question by visiting Fabulous at 50, that's number 50.com. This online community offers not just a great magazine, but also hosts fun and inspirational events. Fabulous at 50.com, where your lifestyle is our motivation.
When the body is in trouble, we must find and eliminate the cause, not medicate the symptom.
ART, short for Active Release Technique, is a soft tissue movement-based technique that targets your muscles, tendons, ligaments, fascia, and nerves.
Do you want a better quality of life?
Do you want greater strength and endurance?
Do you want to wake up in the morning pain-free?
Take the first step to knowing you are giving your body the best chance to heal.
Put yourself in my hands, and together we can make it happen.
Call the ART specialist at 403-282-5557 and ask for Gerard Gladney today.
This is TLRStation.com, powered by Tenacious Living International, where it's all about living outside the box.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Thank you for sticking around while that we played that short commercial break. Right now in the virtual green room with me is Stacey Berger. And just before the break, we were talking about the first step to creating a life we love. And she had mentioned about having a vision. If you don't know what you're looking for, how can you move towards it? So Stacey, that was a great segue into really how do you help your clients create a life that they love and how do they transform their dreams? So do you want to continue a little? I understand there's three keys to creating that life. Would you mind sharing those with us?
Absolutely. So like I said, the first one is having that vision. And I liken it to you would never go to a house builder and say, build me a nice house. A house builder cannot build that house for you. You would go to an architect and you would create a blueprint. And how many bedrooms do I want? How many bathrooms? What kind of furnishes or finishes? Am I in the country or in the city? You would really create that blueprint in order to get the house that you want. And it's the same with our lives. We need to create that energetic blueprint. We need to design it. What would I love in my health, in my relationships, in my career, in my financial freedom? And to establish that, where am I going? What would I love? And I always say most people spend more time designing a weekend getaway than they do the rest of their lives. And so really, yeah, spending time creating that vision is the first step. So important.
What are the areas of life how many areas of life do you believe there are that people could create this vision for?
I believe that every aspect of our life, I usually break it into four different quadrants, which are health, relationships, career, and then time and money freedom. And they all intersect, and definitely they're all related, but it's usually those four areas, and we usually have one or two that we're more focused on wanting to improve at any time. And even if life is great, that the enemy of, you know, greatness is good. It can always be better. And I think that's really important that if you're in a spot right now where you're looking at those four areas and going, no, I'm good. Life is really good. What if it was 10 times better? And to honor that life can always, the name of my company is Ever Expanding. And that's because we are ever expanding. We're always growing. We're always seeking more. So it's continuing to up-level that vision.
So that's the first key to building a life. What's the second key?
So the second key may seem obvious, but it's action. And for those people who've ever watched the movie The Secret, I think that left us hanging a little bit that, you know, I can just create this vision. I can create a vision board. And you know, Mr. Right is going to knock on my door. And yes, absolutely, that could happen. But it's really taking action towards the vision. So getting really clear on the vision and not having to know all of the steps. And I think that that's where a lot of people get hung up. They think, I can't set a goal until I know exactly how I'm going to get there. And they really get concerned with, I don't know how that's possible. And what I always say is, get clear about the vision and then ask, what's one thing I can do today towards that vision? We're not meant to know all of the steps, but there's one thing that you can do. And to take that step. So it's taking the baby steps every day, some sort of action. And that's really the next step, is what can I do today? And taking that step towards the vision.
Can you give an example of what a baby step might look like for your clients?
Absolutely.
Or those steps? Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say that your goal was to go on a vacation. You know, maybe it's, you have a vision of traveling and getting really clear. So many people, this is another piece around creating the vision. I have lots of people that say to me, well, I want to travel. And, well, where do you want to go? That's like saying to the house builder, I want a big house. What does a big house mean? So where do you want to go? To get very specific. So if travel is part of your vision, get specific where you want to go. And then an action step, maybe researching places to stay, getting online and looking at how much will it cost me? What is the cost of airfare? Maybe it's looking into a language class. If they speak Spanish, they're taking a Spanish class. But there's always something that you can do.
Can you give an example of some of the successes that your clients have seen by taking this action?
Oh, I would love to. Let me think of one specifically. So I have one client who, she had a vision around a vehicle, and she had a vehicle that she liked. Unfortunately, she was in a car accident and needed a new vehicle. And she started out with, what's my vision of this new vehicle that I would love? And she really started thinking pretty small. What can I afford? What's practical? And as we started to play with the vision and what would you love, she said, no, here's the vehicle that I would love. And I'm not sure how I'm going to do that. I can't afford that. And that part of her wanted to speak really loudly. And we just said, you know, let's stay in the vision. How would it feel? So imagine yourself driving the car. That was one thing she could do, is she could imagine it. Well, let's go test drive the car. So she went and test drove the car. And just every day there was a baby step that she could take towards that. And a few months later, she was driving that car home.
Wow. That must feel really, it's empowering for your clients. And it's a sense of personal achievement, would you say?
Absolutely. And the thing that I really want to emphasize, Carrie-Anne, is it's not about the stuff. And a lot of times we make it about the stuff. It's about the job. It's about, you know, losing the weight or whatever it is. But it's more about learning about our potential. And that there is a proven success system that you can tap into when we tap into that invisible side of our nature in a systematic way. Anything is possible. And when you can tap into knowing who you really are, that's really the gift in all of this. So the cars are nice, the homes are nice, the jobs are, all of that is a wonderful byproduct. But it's really when you can tap into that infinite potential that exists within you and know who you really are. That's the gift.
Yeah. And that's kind of, because for her to say, this is what I want, she had to know who she is and what she's worth, and that she's worth of having whatever car she wanted or whatever home she wants. Would you say that by knowing what's inside, that really helps reflect on the outside?
Absolutely. It all starts on the inside. And so many times we wait for our conditions to change or our circumstance to change. So like I said earlier, if we had more money, if we had more time, if only I had this relationship, if only my boss would do this. And we're waiting for other people to change or to make changes so we can be happy. When I lose the weight, when this happens. When the truth is, our true source of power is within us. And it's not until we do our own internal work, till we start to recognize who we really are, that's when the outer world changes.
Well, and I think in respect with what we were talking about earlier, with how you married the two, the tangible and the intangible, the practical and the spiritual sides of you, that's really what you're helping your clients do, is because not everyone knows what their vision is yet. So you really support and guide them to help determine that intangible by breaking through some of those limiting beliefs that have been placed on them by the other side of their life. Would you say that to me?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's helping people get really clear about their vision, what it is that they would love. So creating that energetic blueprint, and then overcoming those self-sabotaging behaviors that keep us stuck. And this is actually the third step to creating that life you love. And most people miss this, but it's having a mentor. It's having that person that can believe in you when you don't believe in yourself, that can help you overcome those blocks. We can't see our own subconscious blocks. It's a lot easier to see that for somebody else than for ourselves.
Oh, so true.
Yeah, that's what I'm able to do for my clients. And I also want to say that I invest in my own mentors because I want to continue to grow and to expand. And I can't see my own stuff. So even though I can do that for my clients, it's important to me that I also stay in a structure of support and have mentors in my life. Well, because that's how we accelerate our results. That's how we really move forward. It's somebody that keeps us moving forward, taking that action, staying in the vision. I was on a call with a client today, and we've been working together for a while. And just in the last few days, she found herself in a slump. And she has the tools to get out of it, but it wasn't until we connected for a 30-minute short, brief phone call that we were able to shift her state, shift her energy, so she can start moving forward again. Mm-hmm. And how powerful is it that we create those structures for ourselves to move forward.
It's just so empowering, and it's, as you say, it's ever expanding. I as well invest in mentors to keep myself moving, because it's like you said, you don't always see it in yourself. And that's why it's so important for our listeners to understand that stepping up and asking for a mentor or a coach is actually empowering. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength that you're asking for that extra support.
Great point. That's one of the things that keeps people stuck, is the resistance to help for help, and the feeling that that's a sign of weakness and I should have all the answers. And that's just not true. We're not meant to do life on our own. No. I had a client one time that said, you know, if my fridge broke down, I would go buy a new fridge, but to invest that kind of money in myself isn't something I've ever even considered. And isn't that funny that we still see that as being selfish or whatever to really invest in ourselves and in our life. And I think we're moving beyond that, but I hope, right. I hope somebody really hears that today.
Yeah. And I believe that you and I are living by example, because we're asking for that support and help. So if we're telling the clients that they need to ask for help, the only thing that makes sense is that we're also doing what we're asking them to do. So I agree with you. So, wow, the three keys are having a vision, action, and having a mentor. Okay, so we're getting close on time. We're actually running over time now, Stacey, because this is just such an amazing conversation. So I'm going to try and wrap up my final thoughts and allow you. I could talk with you for an hour. Absolutely. No problem. Maybe 3 hours too. So, so for our listeners who are just beginning their journey, who are just starting to recognize that they're feeling this duality identity, and it's starting to feel rather overwhelming for them, what is the one tool someone can use to change their mood or move forward?
Yeah, the one thing that I would suggest where somebody would start is with gratitude. And so no matter how overwhelming life is feeling right now, is to find things in your life that you are grateful for. You know, it could be for a warm home right now. It could be for a warm bed to wake up. It could be for your breath. Just find something in your life that you can be grateful for. And so often our attention and our focus goes on what's not working. And if you can shift your attention to what is working, what you're grateful for, that starts to build the momentum to get you to a place where you can even create the vision. So gratitude, 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 gratitude.
Wow. I love the word gratitude. When I first started my journey, gratitude didn't resonate with me, but the more I allowed myself to feel it, now it's just a natural part of my everyday life. Was there ever a point where you kind of had some challenges with giving gratitude?
Absolutely. And I think that we have our dark night of the soul. We all have our dark times. And it's a lot easier to notice what's not going right. And I've certainly had those moments in my life. And I'm so grateful for the people around me that helped to help me out of that. And when you can start paying attention to what is going right, and it's a slight shift in perception, but like I said, it really starts to build that momentum. And sometimes we just need one thing to help make that shift, and that welcomes another thing and another thing, and pretty soon we're turning our lives around.
Oh, I love it. So I don't want to wrap this up, but we have to wrap this up, Stacey.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me, Carrie-Anne.
You're welcome.
I do have a gift for your listeners.
I was just going to ask you about that. I want to hear. Sure. Oh, yeah. So exciting. I'm so excited about this, guys. Listen in.
Yeah. So one of the things that I do every week is I open up a few sessions. So I have a complimentary 60-minute coaching session. It happens over the phone. It's valued at $250, and it's 1 hour over the phone to help you get clear on your vision, your purpose, and maybe what's keeping you stuck at this point. And so if you're interested in that, you can just send me an email. My email is Stacey, Stacey, at everexpanding.ca, and you can just put in the subject TLR strategy session, and we'll get that scheduled.
I love that. Oh, Stacey, that is it's just so wonderful that you're allowing the listeners to take that first step to expand in their own and to start to build that confidence, that authentic confidence and that authentic gratitude. So I highly encourage everyone who's listening to this show and to this recording to please send Stacey this message and take her up. 60 minutes free coaching. It's an incredible offer. So thank you so much for that, Stacey. Tell us a little bit about your website and what's your website at email? What's your website again?
Yeah, my website is Stacey Berger, again, StaceyBerger.ca. And on there, you can sign up for, I send out a weekly inspirational message. There's upcoming events. I do a lot of workshops and different events, so you can take a look what's happening there.
Wonderful. Well, Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. It's hard to believe it's been almost 30 minutes now. We could continue talking, and I hope to have you back again to continue on and explore a little bit further with everything that you do in your practice. So with that, I say thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Carrie-Anne, and thank you for the work that you're doing in the world.
Thank you. Take care, everyone. Have a great day, and we hope you enjoyed this interview. And remember, email Stacey. Get your free complimentary session right now. Okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Take care.
Are you interested in appearing on Tenacious Talks? Do you have a tenacious spirit and transformational story to share? Carrie-Anne wants to hear from you. Contact her at www.tlrstation.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.